The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Morning Extra, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m., only on Extra 106.3.
Morning, y'all. I bet you're feeling just as tired as the Braves did yesterday when they arrived in Miami about 4 a.m.
Man.
And then played like they arrived in Miami about 4 a.m., losing yesterday 4-0 to the Marlins. And I'm thinking today will be, you know, they'll probably get a good night's sleep and be back on track and everything will be where it's supposed to be.
That's what Austin Riley said. Austin Riley said, we're exhausted. We got here late. We're tired. Don't worry about it. We got this. Just give us one more day. So,
well, that and Los, the Mets got rained out, so they're going to do a doubleheader with the Nationals. Doubleheaders are tough ones to sweep.
Combination of a Braves win or a Mets loss, and it's their division. And so it could be today. Hopefully it's today. You do have the scenario where Jake Odorizzi is going to be on the mound, so you're not really throwing one of your top four guys. But again, you got 2 days.
Yeah.
Two days, win one, or they lose one, and you're fine.
Yeah. Done deal.
I think the Mets will do it for us.
Wouldn't that be apropos?
I think there'll be a combination of both.
That would be, like, for me, I actually think I want that to happen more than I want the Braves to win.
I do, too.
Well, they already burned through their top three pitchers. I mean, that's part of what happened here in Atlanta when they went with their horses. Now they're at the back end of their 4 and 5. So it's all right, see if you can manage a doubleheader. Make sure you don't lose a game.
Ooh. Yeah,
man.
Ah, good.
It could be anticlimactic.
It could be.
Because you might be dealing with a 4 o'clock start, and if they lose that, well, then the Braves don't even have to touch the field and are already NL East champions.
Yeah, which is, look, at what I'd be okay with anticlimactic. I don't mind when things aren't like fireworks and confetti. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would just as likely coast in there and be just as happy with the victory, not even having to play, like I said, not even having to hit the field.
I like the emotion. I like the jumping up and down, spraying each other with champagne, getting it in
their
eyes.
Oh, me too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't like that, but I'm,
I mean, they'll
but
do
I'm
it
just
either
a,
way, right?
I can't do it before
the game, though.
Well, it's 8 months. What you're talking about. I mean, yeah. by the time you get to spring training and you do 6 weeks there, then you do a 6-month season, it's not about, hey, we won a division. All right, great. It's, all right, after 6 months, we accomplished the first goal. And that's what a lot of that is, that emotion. And so I would like to see that as well, just as Rhino was saying. It's just a cool moment where the guys get a couple minutes of blossom steam and have some fun.
The manager, Brian Snitker, he said that that he was okay with not doing that when they, you know, when they clinched a playoff. He was like,
well, they got bigger goals than that.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially when you're the defending champions.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care if they go and celebrate with the, now when they get, you know, when they go to the NLCS, if you want to shake up some champagne.
But it says something about you when the Mets clinched a playoff spot. They're sitting there having beers, and again, it wasn't that crazy, but you're like, come on, guys, you clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 5 years now.
For them, that's a big thing. I'm all in for the celebration. I want to see, not like a Marcelo Zuna kind of celebration, but like, you know, a little tone it down a little bit, stay a little more sober, get ready for the next game.
Took me a second to realize what you're talking about. Like, oh, yes, I do recall.
Yeah, yeah, no, not a Club Miami kind of celebration.
Right.
I love the pomp and circumstance and the, I don't know. I need that. Like the other night when we were playing in that third game for the sweep of the Mets, although my heart was beating, I was nervous. I didn't want them to lose. I just thought of too many bad scenarios if we lost. Like, I like being nervous like that. And then I love after that celebration that night. Oh, man, it felt great to just kind of, I mean, I was celebrating by myself.
But that's the payoff, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you invested the time and the emotion. And so
it's been hard for me as a fan.
You get the, all right.
That's what she said.
No, man, it's hard for me as a fan. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Again.
I see all of her audio systems are back up.
Everything is back and running. We are back. back up and running, and it is a good day for sure.
So I don't get to whistle with Flounder today?
We can still do that.
I don't see why
it's
you
the morning extra. How are you?
Dude, I really think we should take some of the things that you did yesterday.
and throw them in the trash? I completely agree.
No.
No, actually use them like with some frequency.
I'll pull them and put them in for some sounders.
I'll put some beats behind it. I'll just do what I can.
Listening back
look
on
at
the
me
show,
beatbox.
It did make me laugh when I went, I think here's the part where Flounder's going to, oh, there he did.
There he is.
Because, again, Flounder always gives us, with hard outs and everything else, for those people that don't understand that means you got to be out at this time. Here's what this commercial break is going to be. And he would give us a time, and if Tug came in like 3 or 4 seconds short, well, 3 or 4 seconds
for a board op is like 5 minutes.
It's a lifetime. Your body like freezes. You're like, this is the longest 3 or 4 seconds ever. And so Flounder just would fill it with song.
Well, but can I defend myself a little bit? Because he gave me 3 or 4 seconds short 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, because what I normally do is when we have a hard out, I give Tug the time
That's
and then I subtract
said.
10 seconds exactly.
Because I get a little long-winded, and I freely admit that.
There was one time when I was working overnights across the street, and something was running in their software, and it wasn't working, so I had to switch to Adobe and just make it work, and it went dead. I literally had 4.5 minutes of dead air.
Oh,
I was like, "Oh God, I'm
worse.
Fired.
There's
this is I'm
nothing
done."
Worse
that was
that.
Probably that was probably best 4 minutes on that show.
And station two.
When systems fail on you, I remember I had an old Comrex unit. That's the way that we would connect from the ballpark. It was AAA baseball. While I was working over in Dallas, we had the Frisco Rough Riders, and this Comrex unit keeps failing like every 3 minutes. So I'm running back and forth between the studio and the back room trying to get this thing working again to connect to some small Texas town. There was nothing worse than just realizing it took 90 seconds to get it back on the air, but that's 90 seconds of just dead air. Yeah, you didn't hear a thing.
Which sounds like 18 minutes, really.
People have no idea like how sometimes, and you know, going way back to when we started like 680 and we went to sports, we went on phone lines. So we'd have to go and send an engineer out whenever we did a remote like
test
we would have
line.
Done and test the line and everything would work great. And then we'd be doing a show and someone would go like use a credit card and then all of a sudden we'd drop off the air because the credit card machine took our phone line.
That is not a lie. This was like 6 years ago. I did a radio show. I think we were in Brookhaven and they couldn't figure out why we would keep dropping every single time. It turns out every time they ran the credit card machine, again, we're at a bar on Sunday during the NFL. Every single time it kept dropping out.
So like every 30 seconds.
Yeah. We're like, why are we off the air again? Yeah. Every time they ran that credit card, we would drop off the air.
I mean, that sounds like AOL dial-up days,
right.
You know?
Oh, it was. Wasn't far off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
but that was 6 years ago?
Yep.
Oh, that was, see, and I'm talking, you know, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds more logical.
Well, we would hear that sound. Like, we would be in the middle of the show, and you hear in our ears. I'd be like, there we go again.
Seriously.
And here's what's even different now. Like, we can run on phone lines. We can run on your Wi-Fi. It used to be, if we did a radio show, we would have to tell people, well, you got to put an ISDN line out. And we would tell people also as well, oh, and that cost comes out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So, like, road shows used to cost a lot. The reason why we're out so much more, the technology's gotten so much better.
Yeah,
we don't have
so
to
much,
do that anymore.
Yeah, do you
so
remember, like,
easier.
The antennas they had to put on trucks
the
and
Marty,
the cars?
Yeah, the Marty system, that's right.
Those things were... There were so many reports back in the day, and people probably don't remember, but you'd leave the first of all, if you touch it, you'd just blow your fingers off. I mean, that's the other thing, people would leave them up and
run under a bridge.
And run under a bridge or run through power lines, and you'd be like, oh, man.
And those things were really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So whoever ran into the bridge with the Marty antenna up was fired. There was they were never coming back from that.
No.
Like, you were never going to work in the same industry again because of the expense that you just cost the company. Unreal. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. So thank you so much for being up early with us. 404-741-1230 is the number if you'd like to get involved in the conversation. We talk about the amount of money that's being focused on the state of Georgia, and it is through the roof. I think the Democratic National Convention, or one of the PACs that are surrounding the Democrats, are spending $3 million this month alone to attack Herschel Walker. And all of that money, by and large, is coming from outside of the state of Georgia. And Raphael Warnock is the beneficiary.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, over 88% come from outside the state. And it is. It's benefiting Raphael Warnock. The ads that he's put out attacking Herschel Walker and his ex-wife and the way they've used him have been really, well, unfortunately, good for Warnock. His numbers are moving up again in the latest poll. He's up about 2%. So in the margin of error, though, that gives Herschel Walker kind of the victory. So we'll see if he can hold on. But with the new allegations coming out, that could change. But when we go back to the money, $26.3 million in a three-month period.
It's those ads. They're very dark. And you recognize, okay, this is a man who dealt with some mental illness, and he's been very forthright with that, and so I get it. Then they show the Warnock ads where it actually features him, and he's talking about, as we joked around last night, railroad crossings. That's what you have to run on. And so everything right now is a personal hit against Herschel Walker, because what do you have to run on? Railroad crossings.
But that's the thing. Like, as I watched that last night and I sent y'all a text, I was like, did he just really talk about how he's bipartisan with a senator in Indiana to make sure that the railroad crossings are safe?
We've combined for railroad crossings.
Did I just see that? Yeah. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, this is so ignorant.
It's almost as if he's like, hey, I went ahead and crossed over party lines for dog catchers.
That's right.
Like, really? That's what you've done? Come on.
Yeah, thank you.
But if that's all you got, Ronald, that's all you got. And that's all he's got.
That's all he has. But, you know, he also has anti-Herschel, and that's where he's spending most of his money. In fact, he spent $8.5 million in the last 3 months. $8.5 million. Herschel Walker's only got $9 million to spend. So that $8.5 million is going directly to attacking Herschel Walker, and it's a victory. He still has over $13 million in the bank, so it'll be amazing to see if he uses it. Dang it, I used the word amazing.
But it will be amazing to see. I mean, if you can spend that kind of money.
It's a joke, though, how much money they piss away on political ads. Like 4 years ago, they spent almost $800 million on political ads for Georgia, and only 4% was undecided. That's a joke.
It's a lot to go. But look, I mean, I suppose that's what you have to do, because you know your side's voting for you.
It just shows where politics at when they could spend that money on the state and education and stuff like that, but they piss it away on campaign ads.
And then they say, pay your fair share. Yeah, Why don't you take that money and pay your fair share?
So much of it is you've got to drive your base. You're just trying to get the base to get out of the House. And I think that's the great challenge in so many of these races, is that you realize when you're in the state of Georgia, Republicans have anywhere between 3 or 4% more than the Democrats do. But it doesn't matter if you can't get them out to the out of the House. You've got to get them to the polls. And so much of advertising is, I got to fire you up. I got to get you emotionally moving. And I got you to get you to those polls.
But it seems easiest at this point for the Republicans to do that, because everything is headed in such a bad direction. And so the Republicans are fired up, but not that they shouldn't be trying to talk to the base and keep them motivated. But it just seems like they're going to have an easier task than the Democrats, because the Democrats are spinning their wheels. And I mean, gas is $2.39 right now, or $2.39 when Biden took office. It's $3.80. Georgia with the lowest in the USA. California just hit $6.41. It seems like the Republicans are going to be the easiest to motivate.
Well, yeah, because especially in Georgia, when we bring it back to Georgia and the Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock race, people are concerned about, number one, the economy. Number two, the gas. Number three is the border. So these are all issues that you're looking at. And number four is that Joe Biden can't run this country. So all those issues play against Raphael Warnock. The problem with Herschel Walker right now is all his lying and his problems and everything that the Democrats are painting him to be. And they have this kind of money. Here's another amazing amount of money, a number. Raphael Warnock has raised $90 million since he beat Kelly Loeffler. So
$90 million.
Yeah.
Goodness.
You see it in the ads.
Goodness.
They're 5-6 to 1 on a regular basis. When you watch football on Saturday, football on Sunday, you watch any of that programming, all the stuff that is set aside for your local advertisers, you're going to see about 5 to 6 to 1, typically when it comes to Warren Octobalker.
I don't know what I like less, and I'll be honest. The PSAs on Valley Sports South that they run during, because I stream DirecTV Now or whatever it's called now. I don't
D-Stream?
Whatever it is. That sounds filthy. I wouldn't Google
what
that.
It is.
I wouldn't Google that.
What it is.
Yeah, DirecTV Stream. So they have these, and they're always so, like, these PSAs are always so the teacher that can't afford, you know, to feed her kids.
Oh yeah.
The walk a mile in my shoes that everybody's racist and, you know, in Georgia and across America and don't welcome people from other places. That one plays at ad nauseum. And then so we get those and then the attack ads politically, either way. I don't know which one I like the least, though. They're both so bad.
Well, the beach volleyball one is the worst one that I can watch on those. Oh, you don't get that one?
I don't know.
Oh, the Bally Sports, it just their promo, the beach volleyball over and over and over again.
Okay.
And then I get all the Warnock ads and then, you know, a Herschel ad here and there. Yeah, it's too much. It's overwhelming to the point. And it's funny because, you know, most people, when you ask them, they say, I'm tired of the ads. I hate the ads. I hate watching TV. I'll turn off my TV rather than have those ads come across. And yet we spend $90 million a year on them.
Goodness.
I will point out most TV stations, most radio stations can't wait for this season.
Oh, yeah.
Because the amount of money that floods in on both sides, they're like the easiest sales in all of radio and TV ad sales on a regular basis.
Yeah, my goodness. I know nobody likes it. Even if it's an ad for the people you support, you don't really like it. Flounder Buddy, you're having a hard time with that microphone, aren't you?
I was going to say, don't forget the Camp Lejeune commercials.
Oh, yes, that's right. If you're in Lejeune from 81 to
87,
you know, or whatever it is, you've drank.
Got contaminated water.
That's right. Yeah. And look, I'm sure it's real and it's terrible that people are being affected by that. But
yeah,
man,
somebody has chronic diarrhea and they're like, I found the attorney for
that's
me.
That's right. This guy is going to get it done for us. This is the Morning Extra.
Now, RBM of Atlanta headlines with the Morning Extra.
Yeah, I love it. We got our music back. All right, here are your RBM headlines for today. Senate candidate Herschel Walker is calling a report by the left-leaning website The Daily Beast that he paid a woman to have an abortion a complete lie. Walker has denied the allegation, said he will sue The Daily Beast for the inflammatory lies. Electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian has increased production of the EV models, producing more than 7,000 vehicles last quarter. The company says it will reach its goal of 25,000 vehicles by the end of the year. And Governor Kemp has extended the gas tax holiday until November 11th. The average price of gas in the nation is $3.79. In Georgia, the average gallon costs $3.17. And the magic number for the Atlanta Braves to clinch the NL East is still at one game after a 4-0 loss to the Miami Marlins last night. The two teams go at it again tonight at 6:40. Jake Odorizzi will be on the mound for the Braves. Meanwhile, the Mets try to stay alive today in a doubleheader with the Washington Nationals.
Even Democrats have jumped on the DeSantis bandwagon. You have to hear this. You'll get a kick out of it because I got to tell you, I laughed uncontrollably at this Democrat who says, I'm voting for Ron DeSantis. We'll let you hear from him next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, and your station for the right coverage of the red wave that'll hit the state of Georgia and America on November 8th.
After 2 years of low tide, ride the red wave with Extra 106.3, your home for 24 hours of conservative midterm coverage.
The bandwagon has lots of room, apparently. Morning Extra, Extra 106.3, Tug, Rhino, Front Office, Loess and Flounder, 404-741-1230. Good morning to you. Appreciate you being here. The reason I know there's plenty of room on the bandwagon is because people are reacting to Ron DeSantis' leadership. And I don't just mean Republicans, because we all understand that Ron DeSantis is AJ squared away. I mean, my man played college baseball at, like, Yale.
Yeah. Certified badass is what he is.
Yes, thank you. I mean, like, stamp it. We need some sort of stamp that has that on there. That way we can put it on the paperwork every day.
Oh, he makes sure that when anybody comes at him, he's got way more ammo and prepared than they are.
He is unbelievable, like he was with the CNN reporter.
Yes.
When he was like, here's what we actually did, and laid it out for her.
Much like Trump, who's not afraid to go at the media and say, stop it, you're lying, blah, blah, blah. The only difference is DeSantis does it a little bit better. I mean, he shuts it down. It makes you feel stupid if you're far left and you come up with some kind of ridiculous idea about what he's doing. The entire thing with the hurricane. But yeah, Ron DeSantis is doing a great job. People love Ron DeSantis in Florida. My parents live there, you know. Obviously, Carlos spends a lot of time there as well.
They love
him
there.
And yeah, they just absolutely, like, even Democrats, they will sit there and you'll say, oh, you know, Ron's doing a pretty good job.
Well,
they don't want to admit it.
People respect strength.
They do.
He always conveys strength on a regular basis. Even when you have something as horrible as a nasty hurricane, it starts and ends with him doing 3 to 4 press conferences during the day to portray strength, and this is what we're doing to make sure we're on top of it.
So I want y'all to hear from this man down in Florida. He has gone viral for his support of Ron DeSantis, and he's not a typical Republican voter.
Huh.
He will even address that in his comments about how Ron DeSantis has handled Ian on the ground for the citizens of Florida.
That about DeSantis, but that gas is here in Arcadia.
Arcadia.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but it's here in Arcadia. So y'all know who we vote for. I don't know about the rest of you motherfuckers. I'm voting for DeSantis. And I'm a Democrat. So y'all can call it what the
I'm sorry, ma'am. Wow.
But that's passion. You can hear it in his voice.
What an endorsement.
Well, it's because it's Florida and we're allowed to have kids instead of aborting them.
That's what I would have said.
Exactly, but it's right. Very simple. The man respects the fact that in a state where right now fuel is tough to come by, you better make sure you have it. Ron DeSantis did bring up, hey, within 24 hours, they got so many of their gas stations back online because getting away, dealing with a lot of this stuff depends on gasoline. That's just how it goes. It's not about EVs or anything else. That man looks at a gas truck and goes, this dude has me. We're covered here.
Yeah, you almost forget he's actually running for governor because you pretty much realize it's a done deal already. Yeah. And he just said, we are going to suspend our gas tax as well. So they just suspended the gas tax, and they're going to save the people of Florida another 25 cents. He is doing what he's supposed to do, which is leading and protecting the people that are inside of his border of Florida. And that's what he continually does well. He fights for the people of Florida. People love him for that reason. I love Ron DeSantis. This is why I want Ron DeSantis and Carrie Lake to be my president and vice president. I'm all for it right now.
I love the fact that the man is talking about action on the ground and being okay with crossing party lines. He's like, I don't care that this man is a Republican. I care about his actions and I care about what he's done. And to kind of echo what you said, he's taking care of the people in the borders of the state of Florida, what he's responsible for. If he were president, I bet he'd do the same thing in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carlos, this goes to show that what's happening here in the state of Georgia, like I said with Raphael Warnock, the economy is number one. And even with, and this is why Stacey Abrams is losing black men, they know that the economy is so important. When it's gas prices, food prices, everything, they are hurting just like everyone else, and nobody's doing anything for them.
That video is the perfect example of why Kamala Harris basically finished off her political career 2 days ago when she talked about equity and reaching out and saying, hey, we're going to help people of color first. I mean, that was insane, because when you go through these scenarios, when you go through these natural disasters, color's out the window, creed's out the window, class is out the window. Everybody is the same, and you're trying to help your neighbor. And so when you have a man looking at a gas truck and going, this dude's got me, he's here, and I'm a Democrat, but here's the stuff.
This is
what we need. This is the evidence of what I need. That is the epitome of what you're talking about when it comes right down to everybody's the same, everybody needs the same help. Help everybody.
It's like the Coast Guard guy when he was, and I mentioned this yesterday, when he was rescuing people. It wasn't like he was asking people's pronouns. It wasn't like he was asking all these crazy, off-the-wall Democrat talking point questions. He just went in and did the job. He went in and did what he was required to do and was brave in his efforts, so much so that the president, rightfully so, called him and thanked him for his service. Now, we can get into the vaccination mandate and getting kicked out later, but he did what he was supposed to do, much like DeSantis is doing what he needed to do for every Floridian. He didn't separate people.
You bring up that particular serviceman, and that work is so dangerous. I think I don't know how to articulated very well, and it's a fault on me. When you're in a disaster area, you worry about little stuff. Like, you see water, and you're like, where's the down power line? Like, there's so many little things like that, and that man was going through it and just dealing with it. And you're right. At no point did he go, so are you a she, a him, a her?
What color are you?
What color are you? How do you vote? What is your vaccination status? Mm-hmm. Those things go out the window. And there's a part of me that does kind of yearn for that level of community, because when that happened to me in 2018 and we went down there and we dealt with it, there was something about it that was a camaraderie that I don't think you feel at all on a regular basis.
Yeah, and this is why DeSantis holds an 8% lead right now over Charlie Crist, because he is focusing on things to make sure that the state is continuing to run. Charlie Crist is going the other way. She, he, her pronouns, this, that, the other, that. And then he's taken on, of course, the Joe Biden. All DeSantis is a extremist and blah, blah, blah. Is this what you want to?
Good.
Yes.
If that's extreme, then I love extreme. Then,
right.
Extremist for Florida. Mm-hmm. Good. You know.
And Marco Rubio is also now beneficiary of what's going on, because Val Demings, who was really close, is now trailing by 7%. So you're looking at people looking and saying, hey, when it comes down to an emergency, when it comes down to the economy, who do I trust? And people tend to trust the Republicans a lot more.
It's strength. That's what it just comes across, is that I'm on top of this thing. Now, it's never going to be perfect. Trust me. Like when I brought up yesterday, when you call or you reach out to FEMA and they tell you, oh, are you insured? And you realize, yeah, I am. Okay, well, then we can't help you. There are times like that when you feel like government's kind of failing you, when you need that kind of help. But it is interesting when you do have a strong leader who's flat out telling you, these sort of things, we're going to get them to you as quickly as possible. The faster you can get the lights turned on and the faster you can get gasoline to these areas, those are the two things that people notice, because that's what they need the very most.
And the CNN reporter that tried to pin him down, because we're talking about this in the very beginning, I'd like for people to hear it in case they haven't, is that the CNN reporter was basically saying, are you disappointed, or should you have did an evacuation order for Lee County sooner? And he was like, hang on, lady, hang on. This is what he said.
Do you stand behind Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm?
Where was your industry station when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, you know, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, you know, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can.
I'm telling you, by Monday night, we were in the cone, and the cone at the time was about a 500 to 700 mile area, could hit anywhere. By Tuesday morning, suddenly the cone has shifted by about 300 miles, and everyone was told, listen, if you're in this area, you can get out. If you're further south, this thing's coming in about 12 hours. And that's why everything shifted so incredibly much. The Democrats, the liberal left, the fascists, the communists are basically trying to use this to take down a political opponent.
It makes sense. I mean, when the media and who you watch for weather and weather channels, they're all going to one area. They're the ones telling everybody where it's going. And the National Weather Service is obviously big in telling, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis of what's happening. He's following what's happening. I mean, it's that simple. They want to spin whatever they want. They want to make sure that Ron DeSantis isn't governor, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, my gosh, what a failure that would be.
I'll point this out. So Jim Cantore from Weather Channel, obviously Jim is a very famous person. When it comes to hard weather hits, where's Jim at?
Get off.
Where
TV.
Is Jim going to be at?
Get off the TV.
He was in Punta Gorda. He was in an area near Tampa. They all set up there because all of this stuff was supposed to hit north of Tampa. So the fact that it shifted 100 miles south and came in that much quicker, that is the reason why. I'm telling you, that cold front pushed everything in and it made it a much worse situation. But that's why when he says, hey, listen, were y'all there? No, y'all weren't, because all of us expect this in Tampa.
But I love the fact that he was able just to take the mirror and go whoop and turn it around and spin the question right back. It was like the bounce pass right back to her. Be like, okay, where are we all? I mean, you followed the same information that I did, and being able to do that calmly and effectively was the most impressive.
We got updates every 5 to 6 hours. That's what the National Weather Service was sending all of us. I was following it on Twitter, and every single 5 a.m., 11 a.m., 5 p.m. What is going on right now? And so we all were dependent on that. That's what we all had to work off of.
Well, even, you know, and I get addicted to the Weather Channel in times like this, but I switched over to Fox Weather, which I really like a lot, too. And they were in Tampa the entire time. And they were also, they had cameras everywhere like everyone else, but they were focusing on Tampa up until it hit Fort Myers. And even when it started hitting Fort Myers, they kept saying, get ready, get ready. It's still coming up. It's still coming up. They're only getting the outer bands. Tampa, get ready. Tampa, get inside. And they even showed people in Tampa. So this is something that moved so quick and absolutely, absolutely tore up that part of the state. But at the same time, you know, there's such a good response at this time. And what DeSantis is doing is going to keep pushing him. By the way, those numbers I gave you with that 8% lead was before the hurricane. So I'll be interested to see. Yeah, I think it'll increase after.
Yeah. So good for DeSantis. Good for Florida. Good for America. Not so good for America is that Joe Biden, I guess, though, it could be good for Republicans, but we'll see. Joe Biden, he told Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, that he will seek a second term in a private conversation at the White House last month. of all people to tell.
I kind of view this in two different ways. The first one is he's running, right? The other one is I kind of buy into what my dad thinks. I told you my dad is very CNN oriented. He firmly believes that after the midterms, he's going to bow out.
Yeah.
And so I think everything right now goes back to I'm going to put up this strong front as much as I can, as much as even yesterday when you see him and you go, and we'll get into the audio later, but apparently he's Puerto Rican. But of course, you're looking at these things and you just, I'm like Joe Biden. It's like I wince. I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. But he's going to continue to say, yeah, I'm running. Yeah, I'm doing this again. Until he's not.
Yeah. I think he said to Al, I have the runs. I don't think it was
that's
I'm
a misunderstanding.
Yeah, he says, quote, I'm going to do it again. I'm going. Like,
see? I ate some really spicy Puerto Rican food, and now.
31 flavors. That's right. 31 flavors of ice cream. No. Lactose intolerant. And call me Jose.
Though, there's a little bit of me that believes that Biden still has a little bit of that feistiness in him, because when he gets off prompter, he says what's on his mind, good, bad, or indifferent. He says
what's on his scattered mind.
Fair enough. Right. Yeah, wow. I'm not defending what he says necessarily, but just trying to illustrate
the fact that.
Where the hell are we? Exactly. Just to illustrate the fact that they may have to push him out. I don't know that he's going to go quietly.
No.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on.
Jack, there's a weird thing that's going on right now where you realize this is the most powerful man in the free world, yet he's being controlled, he's being coddled, he's being taken care of by a staff that are basically using him as a puppet.
Yeah.
And that's the weird part about it where all presidents are puppets to a certain extent. That's why they have so much staff. There's people that are there to give them ideas, and then they're the mouthpiece for so many of these ideas. It just feels different with him. And the videos are so different. The audio is so different. When you look at him when he has the aviators on, because those are some dead cow eyes when you see him and they're darting and doing all sorts of weird stuff, you recognize I've had relatives that go through this sort of stuff. This is not a good thing.
Yeah, my grandfather went through this, and it was very similar. In fact, my grandfather was in better shape than Joe Biden was. He wasn't shaking invisible hands. He knew where he was when he was there. He may have forgotten that later, but at that same time, we knew it was going down a bad path. We had to take his driver's license away, and he wasn't at the stage where Joe Biden was or is right now. Joe Biden is being forced to say that he will run, and they're going to continue. He might not have even said that to Al Sharpton, because this is what the Democrats want. They want you to think he is not a lame duck president, that people will start looking forward. And I wonder if this is part of he's waiting for Donald Trump, or if Donald Trump runs, he might run up against him, but he won't win in any scenario. There is not a scenario that I could come up with that Joe Biden wins this election without cheating.
Well, we're about 34 days out before we find out everything that happens. And I firmly believe that his presidency, in large part, will end in 34 days. The power of it is going to be stripped away.
Yeah, for sure.
But once that happens, I wonder about the decline. Mm-hmm. I wonder about the cognitive decline when suddenly, okay, what you're trying to push through executive order or anything else, because you got both houses, suddenly that the brakes get slammed on it. And I wonder what we're going to see after that.
It'll be interesting because you may be spot on. The only thing that I think is it's going to be harder for the Democrats to push him out than he's not going quietly. He will go kicking and screaming, I believe.
Really? Because I feel like they're telling him everything to do now and he's going along with everything they're telling him to do. So if they tell him, hey, you got to step back. It's better for this party. It's better for this country. He's going to step back.
You think?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I don't know, man.
I think Jill has a bigger role than people realize.
You can tell by what Carlos is pointing out.
She's not an educator alone. She's also his doctor.
Yeah, and she's a doctor, she's dude. Come on.
Yeah, Dr. Jill. Sorry, my bad. Doctor?
But I want to point this out, and I wanted to get this out
doctor?
There. Thank you. I firmly believe that once we get past the midterms, some of the stuff that they're protecting him on, They'll not protect him anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to see him get out in front. And what he's going to do is he's going to bring up something about Ukraine, and then it's going to go into cotton candy and fish and Kmart. And you're going to be like, what are you talking about? They've been protecting him like that.
Yeah,
they're not going to do so. Exactly.
That's right.
He's just going to start yelling at the TV screen, ice cream! Yeah. Ice cream now! That's the sort of outburst and the sort of weirdness that you get that I think they're going to make it a point to be like, let this get out here.
Yeah, it slips away quick, doesn't it? Yes. And, you know, noticing with my grandfather, I mean, it just happened so quick. With my aunt, she passed away from Alzheimer's and dementia, and you know, just stopping to eat and everything, but it happened like that.
Whew, we've faced it in my family too, and it's devastating. So it's though we kind of poke and prod, and it's so sad to see a person in that state.
The leader of the free world should not be suffering from dementia.
That's exactly right. Period. It's full stop right there. A leftist website is reporting another place where the GOP is winning, and you'll like it. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, and your station for monitoring the red wave. The tides are changing here in Georgia and across America. We'll be right back.
Turn the tides from blue to red with a wave of the best coverage of the 2022 midterms on Extra 106.3.
App's the best way to listen. Get that free so you can listen live and on demand to the best election coverage available from the right perspective. You won't get it anywhere else in Atlanta, but Extra 106.3. This is the Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, front office, Lowe's, and Flounder. Braves lose last night 4-0. Got into Miami at 4 a.m., and it showed. So tonight, I think, will be a much better performance, and you'll probably get a victory and then a clinching of the National League East. Is it for the fifth year, Lowe's? Is that right? Fifth year?
Be fifth in a row since 2018.
Yeah. Not a bad spot to be. Braves fans all over Braves country, super happy, super excited, and so are we. And if you want to listen to the Braves game, and the calls from the Braves Radio Network are the best, hands down, bar none, over any other outlet that covers this team.
It really sucks when they go on ESPN or something like that, and you can't hear Ben Ingram and the guys talk because they're just that much better.
It's hands down.
Ben's call on Sunday was so great. After Acuna makes the catch out in right field, he just says, you better come at the Kings. You better not miss.
No, right?
And that was just like such a great line.
It's like he sits on those. Yeah, like he knows it's coming.
It's almost more enjoyable to listen to the radio because you hear Ben's more descriptive call on the game.
Absolutely.
But the problem is you can't watch it. You can't listen to the radio and watch it on TV because of the delay.
Yeah, you have to sync it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that takes some work.
Yeah, that's too complicated
for me. That's right. I'm not willing. No. Not willing. But you know what? I encourage you to follow 680 The Fan, our sister station, and the Braves Radio Network, because what they do is they do take the highlights from the night before and they put the Braves Radio Network calls behind the video.
Yeah.
Those are so awesome. That's actually one of my favorite ones that Los brought up, that last call with Acuna making the catch and Ben Ingram's call there on the Braves Radio Network on our sister station, The Fan. Do that. I think you'll really enjoy it. This is the Morning Extra, Extra 106.3. Republicans lead Democrats in likability, which is remarkable seeing how. I know, right? This is a report from TheHill.com, which is obviously a left-leaning or leftist website, any way you want to put it. I think that's amazing for a couple reasons. The left owns the media. I mean, they own TV, they own radio, they own social media, they own website, they own everything. Everything your eyes and ears see and hear, they own it. I feel like Mufasa in The Lion King all of a sudden. Yeah, anything
everything
the light
touches.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The Democrats own.
You can hold me up like a little cub.
Yeah, like the Simba cam. Yeah. I love that.
This is our rhino.
Yeah. The reason this stands out to me is because even though they own all of it, and they spout this, you know, this partisan nonsense, people's eyes and ears don't lie to them. They hear the left has been in favor of defunding the police. They're in favor of cancel culture. They're in favor of the destruction of American values and family values and common sense. The attack on women and children. People are not blind to that.
No, not at all. And the economy once again will come into play in this, because the more you hear, and bring it back to Georgia, Stacey Abrams, when we're sitting here and we're looking at gas pumps, when we're looking at our energy prices at home with our electricity or even our propane, when we're looking at the food on our table, and she's out here saying, you know what, I will keep your money and I'll spend it on my other programs. You're sitting there going, I don't like you. You're not doing anything for me, and you're not doing anything. This is why we're seeing the numbers move. I don't know how likable Republicans are, but compared to Democrats right now, they're very likable. And in reality, the only one that really would not be likable is definitely Donald Trump, because of the way they continue to bash him. And we like him, but they're never going to like him, because that's what the media is focusing on. But when it comes to our local candidates, people realize they're full of it. And why would you like someone who continually lies to you?
Well, I think if Trump, just it's in a similar way that we talked about with Governor Kemp, if you run on your policy, you're going to do well,
mm-hmm.
because the policy was really good. Now, likability factor, it's always going to be a factor, but I care more about your policy. That's going to be my biggest deal. I mean, Raphael Warnock comes across as, hey, it's an everyday dude. Don't like your policy one bit. We are right now in that fight for that middle, because there's 35% of the country that's going to look one way. There's 35% that's going to look the other way. And that middle is what everybody's fighting for. And that middle, I think, has to look at the left and go, listen, we gave you the keys to the car and you drove it off a cliff. Not a small cliff, a huge cliff.
And in a very quick fashion,
turnaround. You managed to disrupt one of the strongest economies in the world. Okay, these are problematic for them to have to run from.
The left is seen as unfavorable, and you've hit it, Rhino, gas and inflation, those supper table issues is why. And when people are asked, who do you trust with the economy, it comes back resoundingly, the Republicans. And that is that if there's a nail in the Democrats' coffin, that's it. That's it. It's that simple.
It is that simple. And when you're sitting here and struggling, and someone like Stacey Abrams comes back and says, I'm going in all in on abortion. This is the most important thing to Georgia. This is what Georgians want. And it's not. It's the furthest thing from it. And like someone stood up in front of her, and when she's trying to win over the black men, and she just tells them lie after lie after lie, it catches up with you. It catches up with you real quick.
Well, I do wonder when certain people will start looking at things the opposite of, as I joked around with my dad, no matter what you bring up with him, it always goes back to the same thing. Well, Trump this. And I'm like, but he's dad. He's living in Florida. He has no power. He has no influence on your life. Well, but, and that's the thing, that mentality, it's just as you pointed out, Tug, is so pervasive because they have the whole media. They have all of pop culture. They have all of academia. So they're constantly pushing this line where they're basically saying, don't blame us for your problems, even though we caused them. And there's a certain people that go, don't blame them for the problems, even though you caused them.
Arms straight forward, exactly. Eyes, what do you call it, the dead cow eyes?
Dead cow.
Just like on Scooby-Doo or something, yeah. With the zombie walking around.
Just put X's over their eyes.
That's the thing. I just keep hoping that people won't forget, and I know that they will, because this happened 40 years ago. This same type of things under Jimmy Carter happened 40 years ago, and we had forgotten over the 40 years. So people will forget of what caused this.
People, and this is what's so different about our current society right now, people do not want to be responsible for the things they did. And the fact that, if you want to tell me 81 million voters, I don't buy it. But there was enough of them that created this scenario where now you're living, and we've had the numbers, paycheck to paycheck, and you don't realize that it was your vote 2 years ago that did it to you.
Yeah, that's the thing. People won't take responsibility.
No.
It's funny, because I love my mother-in-law, much like Los's dad. We have a great relationship as long as we don't talk politics. because then it goes south really, really quick. And it takes all that is in me as she's complaining. Again, I love her. As she's complaining.
Say, it's your fault, lady.
That's exactly what I want to say. I would be like, do you not realize you did this?
Yeah.
What are you missing?
Do you call her mother?
No, I call June.
Yeah, June.
Yeah, just, hey, June. Okay. Or you know what?
Sometimes, Mama June.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes.
Mama June.
Yeah.
Mama June.
Yeah. My mama.
So no, she's mother-in-law, not mama.
Yes. You realize you caused this, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Just all soft.
It's like, all your fault.
Maybe she would take it if fault. I don't know if I could overemphasize this accent because it's pretty strong, but maybe if I overemphasize
it. Yeah. You know what you do? You say, Mother, we'd love to come visit. We just can't afford gas because you voted for it.
That's exactly right. Do you know how gratifying that would be?
There is a failure to accept responsibility for what has been caused.
Because the hard liberals will just say, well, it's better than being under Trump.
Right.
That's all they say.
When you tell them, flounder, I'm fascinated at times when I go, well, how has your life improved? And all they can do, and this is where you realize TDS, it's real, Trump derangement syndrome, you realize they just don't get up in the morning worrying about that man. And that relieves so much stress within them that they're willing to basically live paycheck to paycheck and pay for whatever gas and do a struggle just so they don't have to worry about Orange Man Bad.
Yeah, because Orange Man Bad, like you said earlier, had the strongest economy in over, 40 years?
Yeah. So probably since Reagan, yeah.
Well, they tell them that, number one. Reagan. I mean, that's obviously the easy one to go to. But they also tell them that they have to play their part in everything. You know, the Ukraine-Russia war. You got to play your part. You're going to pay more gas. It's okay.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
I'm not in the boat with you.
Speak for yourself.
None of you are lending me money to pay my bills. You know, you want to give money to Ukraine.
We can do this. No, you can do this.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, daddy's already eating a lot different than you. You eat your candy bars. I'll eat my fruits and vegetables, and we'll see how this turns out for you.
But that's the way the Democrats work. Now, AOC, who, by the way, we talk about these sanctuary cities. New York, of course, a sanctuary city. AOC, somebody who is really in for all the immigrants. I'm here for you, illegal immigrants. We're going to take care of you. We love you. She's the one who just blocked the Bronx from having the tent city and having the immigrants there. They say one thing and do another. When it comes back to them, the policies that they talk about, and then you go, here you go. This is your policy. They go, no. We don't want to hear. No, it's for the rich white corporate people to deal
with. Not in my backyard.
No, it's NIMBY. And this is where I tell you about conservatism is compassion. You want everyone to do well. You want to take care of everyone in your society. You want to make sure that there's enough money and enough success that everybody gets a taste of it. That's ultimately what you want. The communist doesn't look at things that way. They look at it as it belongs to me and the rest of y'all can suffer. And so when you see people like AOC going, no, we're not taking care of these people in this way, the true colors come out. It's how it goes.
Yeah, she'd rather talk about Latinx and this is the pronouns we need to use for the Latin people. And they're like, hey, you're telling us we can't have our, you know, people stay with you. And they're your people. You always claim them as your group, and yet you won't take care of them. You want to talk about Puerto Rico? Where is AOC? Your abuela is still there. She's still suffering. Where are you?
Just the hypocrisy is, I mean, it's like nothing else I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't get worked up about their hypocrisy.
I know.
You know what I do? I always go back to the same thing. Here's what they're doing. Here's how it is.
Yep.
Handle it differently.
Fox News update. We'll talk about the mess that Atlanta's in and more of the Morning Extra next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.